Lots of 20th century composers have used jazz and folk music in their compositions, but classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that contemporary composer Meyer Kupferman has really absorbed these styles. Lloyd has a review of Kupferman's new album, Images of Chagall.
A short while ago, I received in the mail a compact disc of music by Meyer Kupferman. I knew his name, but not his music. The album was called Images of Chagall, and on the cover was Chagall's painting of the Green Violinist, the famous image of the giant fiddler perched on the rooftops of a Russian shtetl. Kupferman's Images of Chagall depicts five Chagall paintings in a lively circus atmosphere. The section called The Green Violinist serves as a melancholy interlude between more extroverted movements. I was especially touched by the haunting Yiddish folk tune. Here's the composer himself conducting the Bronx Arts Ensemble. Kupferman's fiddler on the roof is Gerald Tarek. Kupferman is a New Yorker. He was born in 1926 and attended the High School of Music and Arts and Queens College and teaches at Sarah Lawrence. He's self-taught and has been quite prolific. He seems to have won practically every major music award short of the Pulitzer Prize. He's also a clarinetist with a great interest in jazz. What he calls his gestalt style strikes me as a remarkably persuasive and effortless amalgamation of jazz and folk idioms with both traditional and contemporary classical techniques. Listen to part of Sound Phantoms No. 7, composed in 1980. It's a shifty, atmospheric 20-minute duet for wailing soprano sax and witty percussion, played by Stephen Mauch and Gordon Stout. Kupferman's summer music for flute, cello, and two amplified guitars has a little of the mellow, improvisatory feel of modern jazz on late-night FM radio. It's played by the Cygnus Ensemble with guitarists William Anderson and Oren Fader. My favorite of the three Kupferman pieces on this album is still Images of Chagall. The quirky chamber orchestra goes to extremes. The strings are violin and bass. The winds are clarinet and bassoon. The brasses, trumpet and bass trombone. And the percussion is, well, imaginative. The opening movement, Blue Circus, is all stripes and polka dots, though the clown face has an occasional tear. The E-flat clarinet is Chagall's tightrope walker, pirouetting dizzily on a high wire far above the crowd. The pleasure Kupferman's music gives is reflected in the obvious pleasure the musicians take in playing it. There are echoes of Stravinsky, Ravel, and Shostakovich, but the jazz and folk elements are so thoroughly assimilated, they transform those classical influences into a lively new sound world.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Myra Kupferman's new album, Images of Chagall, is on the Soundspells label. I'm Frank Browning. This is Fresh Air.